I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, and praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change.
Earlier on this episode,
you don't get blessed because you are in need. You don't get blessed because you are dying of hunger. You only get blessed when you have done something. So God does not determine when you get blessed. You determine when you get blessed. God blesses get to you only when you are due. Not when you are in need. Not when you are crying. It is only when you are due. Every breakthrough is determined by when you feel your cloud, not God. So when will I get blessed? When my cloud is full. If I'm not blessed, my cloud is still empty. Simple. Is that true, sir? So when will I get blessed? When my cloud is full. Now, that you are in need does not mean God will answer you. Hey, that's what I'm missing. You go and quote scripture. God say, hey, don't quote scripture to confuse me. I refuse to be confused. Oh, God, you know I'm in need. You shall supply all my need. I say, hey, I don't use one scripture for another. So my form is quote Bible. You know, God, you said, you shall supply all my needs. Whether I saw or not, supply my needs. And if you be supply your needs. In farming, for instance, you don't uproot your maize under 24 hours, just because you are hungry. Do you do so? So you must fill your cloud, though. Otherwise, that you are in need does not mean heavens will answer. You have to wait till your cloud is what? Full. And hear this. In case you are sowing, God said, don't be worried. He will bless you. Therefore, those of you who sow, He said, don't be weary in well-doing. For in due season, if you faith not, you will reap. So in case you are sowing, don't worry. Don't complain. Because complaining and murmuring is risky to your seed. You will set your farm ablaze. If you complain, you have spoiled the whole blessings of God. So when you give, also be excited. You say, love's a cheerful giver, not a complaining giver. So I hear. So give consistently. Give what? So just be giving till you feel your cloud. Now, why many of you do have to do more work than others? Ask me why. Now, some of you became born again years back. You went to churches where they don't give. So you have to do more work. That's why, you know what I'm teaching you? Because church people get angry. Poor people get angry quick in church. Listen. Your holiness cannot make God bless you without giving. For God so loved the world, He gave. He's still the holiest God and the highest giving God. So don't think that your holiness without giving can move God. He said, I'm the holiest God and I'm the giving God. So holiness without giving, you have a hole. So don't say, God, you know, I don't commit sin. He said, I don't care. Me too, I don't commit sin, but I gave Jesus. So you don't come there and just be deceiving us with Christianity. I must teach you so I don't start blaming God. Now listen. God wants you to be consistent. To be what? In your giving. Don't give today and stop. Just be giving. The more you give your client. Now, those of you who are born again, for instance, let me explain what I mean and I will soon run off. Some of you became born again 10 years ago, for instance. And 10 years ago, you have never been given. So you can imagine for 10 years, your account has been empty. And all of a sudden, you had a teaching as I'm teaching now. And you start giving today. Your today giving can't fill cloud. Because the man who became born again today and start giving today will get breakthrough before you. Because he just became born again and his cloud just filled it. But you now have to do extra work. Because you have left your cloud empty. If you are faithful in tithe and other giving, God is more faithful to bless you when you are due for your harvest. He will not deny you. However, be consistent in your covenant walk with God. Another way to fill cloud is by sacrifice. By what? In case you want your cloud to be full quickly, sacrifice. When God wanted the cloud to be full quickly for mankind, he laid Jesus. Abraham laid Isaac. Am I talking? Solomon gave 1,000 bond offering. Now hear me. Have you ever heard people say, my family, we are operating under a curse. That's why we are poor. Have you heard that before? Huh? No family can be under a curse if you know what to do. Let me show you something. The whole world was under curse. The whole world. And Noah made a sacrifice and God avoided curse. You can make a sacrifice. I don't care the curse to remove without prayer. If any curse is one of your family, you are the reason why the curse is still there because you are stingy. Abraham laid, Noah laid what? A seed. And God said, today I lift this curse. Poverty is a function of stinginess. Every poor man is not a giver. And give now to God. You come out of poverty in 3 years. If you are born again 3 years and you are still walking through hardship, check your giving. You are stingy. Okay, check your family. Watch. Almost all the rich people are givers. Check wealth around you. Friends, they are the ones whose hands are free. And check you if you are poor. You find out that to give is hard. It's not because you don't have. Giving is a lifestyle. Even the little you have, if you're a giver, you want to give. A non-giver, even the little you have, you hide. Don't tell me, this is why, God, if God give me. Okay, the little you have, how many people did you give? You have 2 shoes. You saw somebody without shoes. Did you give one? If you don't give 1 out of 2 shoes, you won't give 10. If you can't share 10, you can't share 1 million. Ezra 8:33. Now, on the 4th day was the silver and the gold. That's money. And the vessels weighed in the house of our God by the hand of Merimoth, the son of Uriah, the priest. It was the priest that brought the money out. He said, by the hand of the priest, on the 4th day, money shifted. He said, believe the Lord your God, you will be established. But when it came to prosperity, he said, believe the prophet. You cannot prosper without a prophet. Every time God wants to prosper people, he must raise a prophet. Because Satan will resist the prosperity. So he will raise a man to say, take your hands off. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. It takes power. Now, hear me. Before now, I used to even pray that, you don't need power, just do it. But God gave me an understanding last year that poverty has a spiritual dimension. The world has a spiritual dimension. And he gave me an understanding. So he said, man became poor after sin. So it has a spiritual dimension. Now, I like moving with the Holy Ghost. I demonstrate his ministry because I love him more than anything. Give me a note. Any note. Any currency. Any currency of any kind, give me. Now, hold it. Just hold it. Do it. Now, it's okay. Now, look at these currencies. Look at me. What is this? Their paper? Their paper. No, their currency, I know, but their paper. Is that true? This is $1,500, $100. This, in the natural, has no life. It's true? It has no life. In the natural. Is that true? This has no life. If you look at it, is there any life? Now, you will know that Holy Spirit can give life to lifeless things. So when I want to prophesy, don't say, how will it happen? He will give life to your dry pocket. Now listen. Holy Spirit is your ministry I'm talking about, and I want to demonstrate your power. Give life to these notes. Pastor, wait, Pastor, come. Give life that you carry power on these notes. Now, in Jesus' name, take this note from me. This man will fall down. Take it from me. Can note push an anointed man down? Leave him. Sir, is an anointed pastor. Leave him. Leave him. Apostle. Leave him. I want to demonstrate the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Leave him. Sir, try to pick this one of these notes. Holy Ghost, envelope this nose. Pick it. Allow him. Hold him. Leave him. Bring that note from him. And you know what? There are things when I want to prophesy, if you don't flow with me, you'll be wondering. When I say things torn, if ordinary note, he can envelope it. Because I asked him to envelop that note. When I speak, it will happen. This is an object that in the natural has no life. But when he touches anything, life comes upon it. I understand him all. Please, there are things I can't talk now. I told God to reveal him to me. I understand him. I know him more than anybody.
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly.
Kingdom exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper. Pathway to Greatness. Wisdom for Healthy Living. Succeeding with Challenges. Created for Distinction. Wisdom for Family Peace. The Power of Praise. Walking in the Anointing. The Wonders of Wisdom. Secrets of Generational Impact. The Prize for Power. And a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful, and impactful. Find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. +234 703 897 5714 or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
Thank you, sir. If dollar will push you down. Oh yeah, remove your dollar and give someone the person for. The person will be collected and put it in the pocket. Now, all I'm saying, prophecies can give life to a lifeless person. Do you understand me? Who came upon Mary? He gave life to her womb. Now, he gave life to her. So I'm going to speak life. I'll speak what? Life. When I speak, even if they pour, they cast poverty on you, it will live. When Moses took God's word and began to speak to the children of Israel, things began to happen. And the greater than Moses is here. Wealth transfer is biblical and real. Instances of wealth transfer in the Bible. Abraham in Genesis 20 verse 14 had a wealth transfer. He said, and Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and gave them to who? He gave them to who? That was a wealth transfer. True? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Jacob had a wealth transfer from Laban. Genesis 30, 27 to 43. Joseph had a wealth transfer in Genesis 47, 13 to 20. The children of Israel had a wealth transfer in Exodus 12, 31 to 36. Children of Israel also had a wealth transfer in 2 Kings chapter 7, 1 to 8. The children of Judah had wealth transfer 2 Chronicles 20, 25 to 26. Purpose of wealth transfer. Primarily, it is for the promotion of the kingdom of God. God transferred the gold and silver of the Egyptians to the children of Israel for the purpose of building a tabernacle and sanctuary for him. If you look at 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1, I will explain it. He said, then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. When Elisha said that, there was a man who doubted it. He said, what are you talking about? You can, all these are junks. Can I tell you, in every meeting like this, there are people even who are at church now, they say, look at this man, he's trying to play on your psychology. He said, oh, these are gimmicks. How can he say that you'll be a billionaire when you know you have only primary six? How can he be a billionaire? Let's face it, you're a teacher. He just said, oh, these are just junks. When you reason like that, you come under a curse. Because you are saying what I'm called to do is fake. God said, if you blaspheme against man, I forgive you, but against the Holy Ghost, I won't forgive you. Because I'm not speaking my words, I'm speaking by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So the moment you begin to talk like that, you are blasphemed and you can never be forgiven. This man said to Elisha, I don't care, but you know, I'm a professor of economics. He said, how can that be? Elijah said, you will see it, but you will eat it. He said, believe the Lord your God shall be established, and believe his promise shall he prosper. In 2 Chronicles 20:20b, in John 14, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And Jesus said, as the Father sent him, so he sent David Ibiomie. Believe in God's grace upon my life with all humility. I am wealth personified. You cannot give what you don't have. Only those who believe is possible will experience the reality tonight. Jacob enjoyed wealth transfer. God gave Jacob inspiration that converted Laban's wealth into his hands. In Genesis chapter 31 verse 1, and he heard the words of Laban's son saying, Jacob had taken away all that was our father's, And of that which was our father's, had he gotten all this glory? It was idea, just Jacob used. People of ideas rule the world. I thought that riches begin in the mind. Place your hands on your mind. And I mean it. I command supernatural inspiration and divine ideas for wealth. Conversion to come upon you now in the name of Jesus. You can remove your hands. The sinners will lose their wealth to your hands. All the riches the devil stole and empowered his people with shall all be recovered now at the sound of my voice without fail in the name of Jesus. Hear what God's word says in Job chapter 20, 4 to 5 and verse 15. I'll read God's word's translation. He said, don't you know that from ancient times, from the time humans were placed on earth, the triumph of the wicked is short-lived, and the joy of the godless people lasts only for a moment. He vomits up the riches that he has swallowed. God forces them out of his stomach. All the money the wicked people, sinners, made by exploiting you and stored away in banks, local and foreign land. All the houses and property they have acquired, all the wealth they have amassed by the aid of their father, the devil, shall be forced out of his hands in the name of Jesus. Whatever the sinners amassed and kept at the sound of my voice, I command Satan will vomit them out of your hands. I take them from the supernatural and I command them to find their way into your hands. Receive it in the name of Jesus. In Job 27, 13, 16 and 17, he said, this is the portion of a wicked man with God and the heritage of oppressors. You know, there are people who are oppressors. You call them oppressors. The Bible knows them. Which they shall receive of the Almighty. He said, though he heap up silver as dust and prepare raiment as clay, he may prepare it, but the just which is you shall put it on. And the innocent shall divide the silver. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God. You know what? I shall something. God said, the word that has gone out of my mouth shall not return. So I'm doing the returning part now. The wealth and riches accumulated by sinners becomes yours now in the name of Jesus. I command by the power and the anointing of God upon my life that all the money and assets the sinners have acquired through the oil allocation, contracts, business, local, international, meant for you, but diverted by their cartels, diabolic means, be converted right now back to you in the name of Jesus. They become yours at the sound of my voice. I command in the name of Jesus.
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage, health, business, and career? Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner.
Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Kingdom exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper. Pathway to Greatness, Wisdom for Healthy Living, Succeeding with Challenges, Created for Distinction, Wisdom for Family Peace, The Power of Praise, Walking in the Anointing, The Wonders of Wisdom, Secrets of Generational Impact, The Prize for Power, and a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful and impactful. Find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. +234 703 897 5714 or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or other materials by David Ibiomi, you could call +234 703 897 5714. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Ibiomi, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234 844 66170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.